Welcome back. It's another Bob and Tom Extra. This is Christopher. Not only is the Bob and Tom Show live every weekday morning, but every afternoon we'll give you a little extra in case you missed anything. On the big show today, Ace Alone, Ken Burns, and Tom is still skiing. We'll have that coming up right after this.
When you've had too much to drink, there's certain things to keep in mind. Like if you find your hands and underarms are bleeding, your beer bottle might not have a twist-off cap. And don't ever go home with a woman they call Moose or Vince. And never bet that you can fit your head inside a glove compartment. Get drunk with dignity. Keep in mind that just because a bulldog licks your face, it's not necessary to lick him back. Stay away from drinks with names like brain seizure or hippo laxative. Get drunk with dignity. If a bar has human ears nailed to the walls, don't pass out there. And if your homemade jello has some goldfish in it, you used the wrong bowl. And there are phrases you must learn to avoid. Phrases like that. Badge looks stupid, and I can prove these shoes are fireproof. Get drunk with dignity. Try not to drool on bikers. Don't moon a nun unless you got a real good reason. Don't get romantically involved with farm machinery. Get drunk with dignity.
Here's some extra. This is Bob and Tom Extra.
Don't look now, but Tom's dancing.
Yeah, he is.
Oh, and so's Willie.
This is an all skate.
There's Pat Godwin.
Hey, chick.
There's Josh Arnold.
Chick.
Man, you're making my head hurt. Don't do that. There's Ace Cosby.
Hey.
A little 5 o'clock shadow there. Maybe 6 or 7. There's Willie Griswold.
Good
I'm
morning.
Chick McGee. And here's Tom. Hi, Tom.
Now, Ace, do you have a... who do you bounce things off of? Because your fiance, she has left the building. Is that correct?
Oh, my God. Oh boy!
You know. Let me. Longtime listeners of this show know one of Tom's favorite things he likes to say on the air is, you know, no one can keep a secret like I can.
Yeah.
He's always just said that.
And look at him. He loves everybody else's pain.
And it's not like there's any skeletons in his closet.
Right.
Are you kidding me?
That's
yeah,
what's
no
so
kidding.
Vexing.
Exactly.
See,
that's
my
can closet.
I give you some
See,
advice on your life yeah, we, from a guy who yeah, has a mess on his yeah, hand?
My closet, sure. The good news is it's a walk-in.
That's very funny.
So the closets can dance around.
That's very
actually
funny.
Right now I don't have a closet. I'm living in a hotel. But
are the kids with you at the hotel?
No, they're not. It's a long story. I'll be in a
are
real
you,
house.
Are you hiding
next,
right ne- now?
Next week.
Next week, seriously?
I won't be in the house that I'm building. No,
oh, right.
we're
oh, right,
using
right,
someone
right.
else's house for
it's gonna
a while.
It's going to be an interesting period for all of us.
Yes, but right now I'm dog free. And
well, luckily, we won't hear about it.
you're a single man. Is that correct?
That's correct.
Okay. So do you have someone out there who whose opinion you would look someone you look up to, so you would say, oh, well, then, if this person says perhaps that's not my look. is there who do you mean? I know you do you have a friend you'd go to and say, what do you think? Should I grow the beard?
The only person I talked to over the break was the self-check cashier at Meijer and my friend Eric.
That was it?
Well, you texted me a couple times,
yeah,
but didn't talk.
So did the self-check lady at Meijer go, yikes, that's scary.
No.
The money's in the register.
Scarier. Yeah, just take the money. Don't shoot me.
Do you have a relationship with her in terms of you know each other by...
She knows to say hi and
yeah.
Very friendly.
Did she mention it?
Okay.
No. Okay.
Which looks worse, Ace's In your opinion, Tom, I think it looks great. Which looks worse, Ace's 5 o'clock shadow or just the general appearance of Ken Burns? Why is he holding on to the 18-year-old bangs?
It's terrible.
That haircut is
also it looks bad. So he dyes his hair jet black.
What's wrong with that?
His beard grows in white.
Yeah. It's all gray. Yeah. And he has the pencil thin, too. Mm-hmm. See that?
Oh, yeah.
Well, Ken Burns, he does look much better, though, when it starts with a wide shot and slowly zooms in. So that's the best way to view Ken
really?
Burns.
Maybe some nice banjo music.
That'd be a great present for him. Give him a picture of himself, like Willie said, though, with you know, those photographs, those things you can get, you frame them, and they move.
Yeah,
little mini movie that repeats itself constantly, and it's got that whole Ken Burns effect on it.
Somebody call Peter Coyote.
Is that getting a little old?
No.
Yes, it
What's
is.
The best Ken Burns documentary?
They're all good.
The baseball one, that one. I
oh,
like.
Yeah?
People
yeah.
like the country music
yeah,
one.
I like that
they're,
one.
They're all good, but I think maybe spice it up a little bit.
I didn't
bit.
Care for...
Have Gilbert Godfrey do it instead of Peter Coyote. Just for
once, probably. And then he took the baseball.
I guess that's
Babe Ruth was the rudest man alive. No, have you seen the one with Ben Franklin? They don't, for nothing about him being president. It was just.
Oh, boy. It's like a glaring omission.
Bad from start to finish.
Okay. We're going to have a special guest doing news with us today.
Yeah.
Christy Lee's daughter Sophie is here, so we're going to as we ease Christy out, you know, kind of.
Yeah,
we're like Menudo.
Exactly. You know,
4 years from now, it'll be the Willie and Sophie show.
Yeah. Oh, Josh will be here.
And no.
Dad, I have a feeling you'll still be here. Mark will be trying to wheel you out of the building every day, and you'll just be yelling and screaming.
I told you. Poop. People laugh.
Do I have to take my shoes off?
Poop. I didn't hear any poop today in the show.
Poop.
Sophie,
poop it up.
There is poop in the there news today.
Is there really?
Yes, there is.
Of course there is.
Legitimate fecal news today.
It is
shoehorned scatological.
We'll get to that. Let's see now. Welcome back to the Bob and Tom program. We're all back from our vacation time. Hope.
Did you sleep a lot?
No.
Boy, I did.
I wish
anybody
I...
else did you like?
It's the first year I really did get a lot of sleep.
Yeah,
that was a real interesting.
Very
I slept
nice.
One morning till 8. I couldn't believe it. It was crazy.
Yeah, sleeping at altitude is somewhat difficult.
Is it?
Especially when you have a bad cold, so the level of oxygen is somewhat diminished. But I finally had a great night's sleep when I got to the hotel here in town.
Okay.
Have you ever had a restful, enjoyable vacation?
No.
Now, keep in mind, you keep going on these vacations, but nothing's ever been...
Traveling with an entourage.
Here's the thing about
skiing. Beneficial
the thing
you.
About skiing... Is that
it's pretentious and
no, it's not
awful.
Pretentious.
Our audience can't relate.
It's the closest you can come to being a bird. Flying.
It really is fun.
What's the lift ticket? What's the average lift ticket cost?
It depends. You can buy a season pass or whatever.
And how much do those go for?
$12,000. And the season is from
they're not $12,000.
December to March. Or, yeah.
The point is.
They're much more expensive.
The thing about skiing is
Eli Manning was there. Have you seen these prices?
Yeah. The frustrating thing about getting the gear on, it's very unnatural. Ski boots are the most unnatural thing.
I still have no idea how you got all this together and did that. The way you hobble around here.
Yeah, I know.
You get some issues going on.
All of a sudden, you're, you know, Tony Hawk out there. I don't know.
It's the noises that his knees were making. It was crazy. It was like a Philip Glass recording. You wouldn't believe it. Just clicking and yeah.
Yeah, I'll be okay. It was fun. So I highly recommend it. But the ski boots are a very unnatural thing to put on and
walk around.
They're hard to put on. They're hard to walk in.
Jake, you know what helps with the ski boots? Get a coffee and a little bit of vodka in that coffee.
Oh,
with ski
yeah.
boots.
Oh yeah.
Oh no, whiskey.
They slip
Come
right
on.
In.
Little, yeah.
What makes the ski boots so difficult? Aren't they just boots?
No, they're very heavy.
And you lean into them, usually, so they're...
They're kind of walking at a weird angle?
Yeah.
Well, if you get the Earth ski boots.
But the larger point is...
You go to the lodge with the boots on?
Every aspect of it is frustrating. The travel, you get there, you get too hot, you get too cold, getting ready, you got kids schlepping around.
Sounds like a great time.
People are dropping skis and poles, cursing at one another.
Yeah, it sounds
it's there's a lot of really, but then once you're doing it, Josh, it's like flying.
I would imagine
it's like being a
bird. There's a certain peace and majesty.
Yeah. Your,
yes,
but you only get like three runs a day because you got to wait in a line that's 8 miles long.
It depends where you go. It depends what time you go. It depends where you go. They had a great time.
Do they have a sledding hill?
In some places in Colorado, I know at Vail, Colorado, they have one.
They had a bar, though, and a fireplace, right?
Sure.
Oh, of course. Yeah. Many, many.
There you go.
Boots, yeah. Boots on there or off? You have the boots on in the lodge?
It depends.
Oh. I'm tickled by how... Pat just cannot believe you're still skiing.
See, I have some inside info. Uh-huh.
It's not just Pat. It's his children.
His doctors are shot.
I love that you're still out there doing it. You should be.
It's the one thing he enjoys.
My aunt did it until she was 80. And then she had to stop because, you know, she couldn't put a sentence together and would come up to me and go, "Hi, Bruce. I thought you were dead." I go, "That's my dad."
Yeah.
Jeez. Boy. That was pretty rough.
Oh, sure. Yeah. Nothing ruins a ski trip like dementia.
Yeah.
Standing at the bottom of the hill, looking up it, going, "I don't know why I'm not moving." Well,
why are my feet?
Maybe stand on your head.
Why are my feet so long?
The hills of Geneva.
What happened?
Here, doggy, it's a bear.
She thinks she's on a ski lift. She's riding around the baggage claim carousel.
Jim Rome takes on sports.
I will always have a complicated relationship with this game, but people evolve. So do sports. Do not make me regret this. Do not make me devolve back to that guy that so many clones wish that I still was. And do not embarrass the entire country. Now, I can go back. I can get there fast. Lose tonight, and you got a real problem. Do not blow it.
The Jim Rome Show podcast.
You've been warned.
Follow and listen on your favorite platform.
I've come up with a theory, Josh, that I think you'll like.
Yes.
You know, sometimes when you, you'll go to an event, you don't have to dress up much, but I got to go to this thing. You dress up and you put your fancy coat on and then you're, you know, in the car and you reach in, there's something in your pocket. And I forgot about that. And then there's $20, isn't it? Mm. I'm on the chairlift and I'm checking out the various pockets on my very fashionable Bogner ski job.
Oh, I like those.
All right. Okay.
And,
because he gave you one.
And I find a thing of chapstick.
Yeah.
Which is very necessary while skiing, too.
I would think. Mm-hmm.
And I have a new theory about chapstick. Chapstick is kind of like... It's kind of like porno movies.
Okay.
Porn?
Yeah, because no one really ever gets to the end. I mean, have you ever in your life finished a chapstick? I never. Yeah,
Ace has his right there.
Of course, Ace, you're of course the exception to the rule. This is why you don't
dig it up into the bottom. Mm-hmm.
If you're in Michigan or Vermont, you turn in your old chapstick at 5 cents. How nice is that?
Isn't that interesting?
It's one of those things you just buy, and then eventually it's sort of like having a jar full of change. There should be a coin star for old chapsticks. I've got 30 of them in various drawers at my house. It's one of those things you just buy.
Yeah,
and you're in there. Have you ever finished a chapstick, Christy?
I don't use chapstick.
No, wait a minute. Does Louis Vuitton make something?
No. I use Aquaphor, and I have finished it many times because it. It squirts. It doesn't.
Oh, really? Do you just like to squirt it right in your eye and go, "That's what I want, baby"?
Oh my gosh.
Give me more, you stud.
That's what I want. Baby. Finally, baby. A man who sees me and my passions.
My daughter's sitting
in
right
the
there.
Eyes.
Mark, get the wheelchair.
Her daughter is right in the
eyes. Right there.
Boy.
Well, see, the problem with that is then that eliminates your. You've added a step. chapstick you apply directly to your lips.
Well, now they have a new applicator, and you can it squeezes out, and you can just push it on your lips.
The rolly ball thing? That
no,
kind
it's
of
not
thing?
Like a rolly ball, but it does. You don't have to take it out and put it on your finger.
You have to have a special tool?
No. It's already. I'll show it to you during the break.
It's a tube. It's got a small hole.
Yeah,
so, right.
Right.
Is it
exactly.
that kind of thing? So,
yes.
Yeah.
It's the stuff that we were giving Hart on vacation. She had very bad chapped lips, so yes. I gave her some of that.
Yeah. Her. Aquaphor is used by most dermatologists.
All right. Well, chapstick. Once again, my theory.
That's just how you apply it. Oh, I apply it the way my grandma used to.
Oh, how's that? That?
Well, she would just slather her lips in it, then give us kisses.
Right on the
So now I insist that's so.
You ever get a case of crack attack and you take a chapstick and dig it?
Sure.
Oh, my gosh.
Sure. Stings, but it eventually...
You don't want to put it in there. You just want to...
Oh, you know, I've been doing it wrong.
A sort of, you know...
Rim?
Lightly rim it.
Yeah, you got to pucker your... Yeah.
You want to either mark that one or throw it away.
My God.
And real quick, the show's going to be completely... without any sort of flow or theme or linear thought.
What's new about that?
Yesterday someone sent me something. It was a television show from the Tom Jones had a TV show for a
sure.
while, the famous
variety show.
Welsh.
Yeah.
And his guests
No,
were
hang on, you're going too fast. Who's Tom Jones? I don't know.
He's so weird.
Welsh. And what is Welsh? I know Welsh rabbit.
Mr. Jones, his guests were Crosby, Stills, Nash, and Young.
Uh-huh.
And
he sang with
so
them.
I'm thinking, oh, this will be great.
Neat.
And, you know, from back in the day, but Tom Jones was singing lead
like wooden ships.
Have
right?
you seen this?
Yeah, I have.
It is just painful.
It's weird.
He was the fifth wheel.
Yeah, he sang with
it. Was his show?
Wait a minute, Young was there.
Yeah, no. And of course Neil had the sideburns. Neil has the sideburns that go. So it's like a chin strap. They go all the way down. But no, those guys were in their heyday.
Crosby, Stills, Nash, Young, and Jones.
Yeah, it's. Is it fair to say it's just not good?
It's so weird. His big voice doesn't really work for that song.
I mean, as great as those guys are, it's,
what song was it?
I think it was Wooden Ships, right?
I had to put it out of my mind. It was so painful. It was one of their hits. It was. I think it was a David Crosby tune.
Wow.
Does Neil Young?
Yeah, that's Wooden Ships.
Does he have a good sense of humor? Because I really want them to do Crosby, Stills, Nash, and Old. I think that would just be a fun tour now that they're all old guys.
Oh, Neil's great.
I don't know if he has a sense of humor, but
he's a nice guy. I was at a press conference thing. It's a long, boring story, but the essence of it was there was a technical issue, and I couldn't get the sound for this network we were doing some stuff for. And I went up to Neil Young, and he said, "Oh, sure, come on over." And we walked over to the corner. He couldn't have been more cordial.
Oh, very nice. Good.
When other people there were dicks about it. So, he was real nice. I need help with something.
I'm your man. Pick me,
circuit.
Buddy.
My favorite app was an app called Dark Sky for weather forecasting.
Dude, yeah. Did you change over? I told you to change over 6 months ago.
Yeah, but Dark Sky
became the Weather Channel.
Ended its reign.
The Weather Channel is going to eat it. It's Byron Allen. He's going to eat up everything.
Yeah. Is that who bought it?
I think Byron.
But it's gone as of January 1st.
Chick, do you remember this? This is the Dark Sky story. We are sitting outside, but there's a sort of umbrella, so I'm the only person that is not under the umbrella.
Right.
And I go, "Can we please sit inside? I'm getting rained on." Mm-hmm. My dad goes, "Well, I checked Dark Sky. It says it's not raining." And I go, "No, there's water on my food right now."
No. And yet, it was the best app. A weatherman friend of mine had turned me onto it.
And you know what he likes about that app? He can look at someone as they're trying to have lunch with him, which is, people only have lunch with him one time. But he can, it's going to start raining in 12 minutes. You wait and see.
Yeah, no, they were pretty good about it. It was pretty accurate. Yeah. I mean, there's like this Dark Sky cult out there, but I can't quite figure out what I need a new weather
channel.
App. Well, someone who knows what they're talking about, would you please email me? What's the best weather app out there?
Boy, if that wasn't as dismissive.
God.
She does weather. She has ethos. She can back it up.
The Weather Channel
why did you ask?
Is the god of weather.
No, he's not.
Other people have other gods. You're welcome to celebrate whatever little toy holidays you have at the Weather Channel.
Right.
I happen to support Christmas.
What is that angle? That makes no
sense. I've decided I'm the only guy in the world that likes the hell out of Prince Charles.
Oh, really?
Like I want to drink a Budweiser with Prince Charles.
You think Prince Charles drinks Budweiser?
If he hangs out with me, he's going to.
Yeah. Well, then he won't do either.
And I'm positive that Pat Carlini and Christy both despise Prince Charles.
I don't know.
He's
a little strange, but no.
He's kind of a geek.
Yeah, it's because he's got big ears and he can't dance well. But the man's going to be the king of England. He's going out with his old college girlfriend, Camilla Parker Dan Bowles, the ugliest woman in England.
Uh-huh.
So apparently he can see past outside beauty into inner beauty, which makes him one of them Oprah Winfrey sensitive types.
Yeah. Right.
He could be sleeping with every woman in England.
That's true.
He's going to be the king of damn England. If I was king of England, I'd be sleeping with every woman in England. I'd be knocking on the door. Fred, go to Home Depot for about an hour. King of England. Good to see you. How you doing? Doug, bring your wife over in a bathing suit. Go with him. Bring me back some pliers. King of England. How you doing? Good to see you. What's the fun of being king of England if you can't sleep with every woman in England?
Oh, God.
King David in the Bible did that. You remember that? His big sin. He's up on the palace wall. He looks over and sees Bathsheba, the new girl next door, taking a bath on the roof. Uh-huh. Boy, look at the breast on her. Well, it turns out her husband's a captain in your army. Well, screw him. Send him to the front. Mm-hmm. Prince Charles can ride a horse without falling off. He can ski down a hill without wrapping himself around a pine tree somewhere. Takes care of his kids, looks good in a kilt.
Yeah.
And he's got to take crap off his brother-in-law in front of 5 billion people at one time at the funeral and keep a straight face.
Mm-hmm.
You know good and well he wanted to reach over and bitch slap that brother-in-law.
We hope that the children will be raised the way that Diana wants them raised, as opposed to the way that Charles.
I said, hey, 400 years ago, your nuts would be a door knocker on the Tower of London. How about you head back to South Africa and run around on your wife some more? Sell trinkets at the gravesite. Get the gay guy back up there and play piano some more. I'm going to impale both of you.
King England.
King England. I've heard candle in the wind till it makes my butt hurt. King England. Good to see you.
That's it for another Bob and Tom Show Extra. Catch us on iTunes, Google Play, and Stitcher. For Bob and Tom Extra, this is Christopher. Take care, everybody.
United States Soccer Federation presents the U.S. Soccer Podcast.
The place where I, Megan Klingenberg, a World Cup expert, teaches you everything that you need to know for this summer's World Cup.
How special is it that we've been able to follow this young group of guys?
It's been such a roller coaster of emotions.
You can feel the intensity.
Quite a bit of time, energy, effort, everything along the way on these guys making the country proud. And I think they will this summer.
The U.S. Soccer Podcast, presented by Henkel. Follow and listen on your favorite platform.